This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Police have arrested the person who left the bomb that caused a deadly explosion in Istanbul, the interior minister said Monday, according to a state-run news agency's English-language Twitter account. Six people were killed and at least 81 others wounded Sunday when an explosion rocked a busy pedestrian street in central Istanbul, in what Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan called a bomb attack that, quote, smells like terrorism, end quote. Indonesia's president says Southeast Asia will not become the battleground for a new Cold War as tensions rise between the U.S. and China. AP correspondent Karen Chamis reports.
Speaking at the summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, Joko Widodo said the 10-nation bloc must not be disturbed by outside struggles.
ASEAN must be a dignified region upholding the values of humanity and democracy. ASEAN should not let current geopolitical dynamics turn into a new Cold War in our region.
As China has grown more assertive in the region, it has pressed its claim to the self-governing democracy of Taiwan. As a result, the U.S. has pushed back, leading to increasing tensions. I'm Karen Chamas.
Iran on Sunday issued its first death sentence over the protests that have shaken the country's clerical leadership, the judiciary said, with a rights group warning other convicts risked being hastily executed. The almost 2 months of protests sparked by the death of Mahsa Amini, who'd been arrested by the morality police, have prompted authorities to unleash a crackdown that has seen thousands detained. Some have been charged with offenses that could see them face the death penalty. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday accused Russian soldiers of committing war crimes and killing civilians in Kherson, parts of which were retaken by Ukraine's army last week after Russia pulled out. In other news from the Russia-Ukraine war, Zelensky said investigators had uncovered more than 400 Russian war crimes and found the bodies of servicemen and civilians in areas of Kherson region freed from Russian occupation. Reuters was unable to verify his allegations, and Russia denies its troops intentionally target civilians. Utility companies were working to restore critical infrastructure mined by fleeing Russian forces, with most homes in Kherson still without electricity and water, regional officials said, and food and medical supplies short. Despite the news, residents are rejoicing. Crowds gathered on Sunday on the city's main square, celebrating Ukrainian troops entering the city. Even as locals welcomed the end of the eight-month siege, the evidence of Russia's ruthless occupation was all around, and Russian forces still control some 70% of the wider Kherson region. East African leaders on Sunday announced peace talks in a bid to stabilize Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo, where M23 rebels clashed with troops just north of the key city of Goma over the weekend. The seven-nation East African community stated it would hold a peace dialogue on Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo on November 21st in the Kenyan capital, Nairobi. U.S. President Joe Biden says he's looking forward to the next session of Congress after Democrats kept control of the Senate and held on to many contested House seats. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Democrats have the 50 votes they need in the Senate, and the Georgia runoff election next month could make it 51. President Biden says he's hearing pundits back away from the influence of Donald Trump.
But all Trump has done is reveal who the Republican Party is.
Republican Senator Bill Cassidy on NBC's Meet the Press says Trump's candidates didn't fare that well.
We're not a cult. We're not like, okay, there's one person who leads our party.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Democrats did better than expected because they focused on helping Americans. She was asked if she'll seek the top spot again if Democrats do keep control of the House.
I'm not making any comments until this election is finished.
She appeared on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Slovenians on Sunday elected a lawyer linked to former U.S. First Lady Melania Trump as the country's first woman president, according to partial results with more than half the votes counted. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.